Alrighty, so I am back. I apologize for the quick beeps right now. Everybody drive safe. Make sure you got your seatbelts on when you drive. I did not because I was literally just leaving the parking lot of where I live, and so I had to go through a range of speed bumps before I even get out to the main street. So that is why I did not have my seatbelt on. Then again, let's start this how we usually start it, or how we used to. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, wherever you may be. I hope you guys are doing good. I just want you guys to know that you are the best person ever for yourself. You may not feel like it, you may not seem like it, but you just have to work hard. And I mean it, you have to work your ass off to get to the place that you want to be. You have to do it. You have to thrive. You have to drive. You have to push. You have to suffer. You have to just do anything and everything you can to get where you want to be in life. Okay, folks? You can do it. Trust me. This is not me just saying something just so you guys can take this in and be like, oh, he's bullshitting. No. Really listen to me. This is the intro. You can be what you want to be, you know? Now, let me get on to the next one. All right, you guys, it's going to be the little intro. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you may be. I hope you guys are having a good and blessed day. You know, let's just take it away from there today, all right? Alrighty, so today it's gonna be like a split topic real quick. Today's probably gonna be a short little podcast. I was forgetting the name for a minute. I've been out of the game for a while, you guys, so I have been out for a while. I've had a lot of changes, I've gone through a lot of things, I've done a lot of things, got myself in probably about one more bad situation, and other than that, I have not put myself in any new bad situations. I have been living a good, blessed life. You know, one situation that I got put in by myself, as well as through my partner, my wife, my ex, fiance, was the breakup and the separation between us. That one is still affecting me. It goes off and on. So it's kind of like the first one I kind of wanted to touch bases on is if you've had somebody that you recently like left, or like, you know, you guys have separated and it's been a while, like it's almost been 2 years now since we've been separated, 2019 of May, and it is 2020 of February, basically, and we're still separated. So for almost 2 years now, and if it still affects you, you know, just know it's all right, because it affected me for the longest time ever. It wasn't until 2020, it was about 2020, the end of 2019, beginning of 2020, so that's when I started to go out a lot, and I mean a lot. Start partying, start meeting new people, start having sexual relations with countless number of people or women. I'm not even gonna say people, but I mean women and only women. And not gonna lie, it helped out a little bit. It helped out. It helped me realize, like, you know, there's still other things out there. There's other relationships for me. There's other people for me and everything. And it was nice. You know, but it's like the hard thing is at the end of the day, I have kids with their mom, and I think that's the hardest thing at the end of the day, is because I want to get back with her, not just for the kids, but for our family, and just because that's what I've always wanted. I wanted one family. I don't want to have kids with one woman and then have another woman in my life and then they be their stepmom. You know, I'm not against that, you know, but I want the one time, one shot, one person, one all family, you know, like the old school. So, yeah, you know, this is going to be a real quick one, really. It's just more like when you're separated, it's going to hurt at first. Everybody's going to tell you, oh, yeah, you know, it's hard and da-da-da. You know, I'm a flat tire. Yeah, it fucking hurts, dude. It feels like your chest has, your heart's just been ripped out your chest. Your mind has been ripped out of your head. And you just don't know what to do or where to go. And so my thing is to be busy. Stay doing things that you like. Find new things that you like or that you could get into. And really just keep your mind busy off of that person. Don't go near that person. Don't do things that remind you of them. You know, keep all that stuff away. You know, really do. Just keep all of it away. Just keep all of it away. And you should be doing good, you know. And, you know, there's going to come times where you're going to feel some type of way. And you're going to start thinking some type of things. And sometimes those things might come to fruition. Just know that you can make other things come to fruition, too. I was with my kid's mother. Hopefully we'll be back with her in the near future. But I used to think all these crazy thoughts and all this other stuff. And these thoughts finally came to fruition and have actually happened. And now, and this is like a couple years later. So now I'm just like, okay, well, if this happened like a year later. Not even a year later, like months later after me saying something, maybe when I say other things, it will happen as well. So, think of that, the energy you put out there, that's what you're going to receive. And so, just remember that. Otherwise, you know, stay busy. You don't need a lot of friends, but you have to have those few friends and family members that you can talk to at any time, no matter what. No matter how many times you talk to them about the same old thing, but they're going to be there to listen to you. You really want them to listen to you. Otherwise, you're going to feel like, what's the point of you talking? Therapy, that helps. I did it. Therapy helps a lot. Because you really get to talk it out, and it helps out a lot. What else? If you're like me, your mind kind of runs towards the negative, and you always think towards the negative and the downright wrong when you shouldn't. So that one's a hard one, dude, because I struggle with that myself a lot. You have to push in the back of your mind that you don't know what's going on. If you're not together, you have to push it in your mind like, dude, that's none of your business. That's, you know, you guys aren't together. And three, you just gotta, you know, really get it instilled in your head that these are all negative thoughts that some negative entity is trying to push on you. So you push that negativity on that world, and you don't want to. You want to keep that negativity away. So have people to talk to, family and friends. Keep busy. Do stuff that you like. Do stuff that you enjoy. Do stuff that's going to make you money. Do stuff that's going to keep your mind off of that person. Stay away from that person or anything that reminds you of that person. Just always remember what you think can always come to fruition. So always, you know, push out that positive energy and you'll receive it in back. You know, it's just, you know, you got to push all that energy out there like that and you'll receive it back. It's just sometimes it takes a while for the energies to connect and reach each other, but they will. They will eventually. So that's really it for now. It's just, you know, have your energies match to what you want in life and really just push through a breakup, because sometimes that's all you got to do. Hey, you guys, I just want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, wherever you may be in the world listening to this. Just want to say thank you guys again, as always and forever, for listening to the podcast. I know this was a small little snippet compared to the old ones that I used to do. Freshly coming back to this, so just give me a couple episodes to get back in the groove, find the topics to talk about, and who knows, I'll be back on top of the game in no time. Ready to talk about anything and everything you guys want. And really, yeah, you know, just ready to get this done, ready just to, you know, really just get back into the podcast. I'm sorry, my mind's running a blank right now, trying to do like five different things at once. Otherwise, yeah, getting back into the podcast. Give me like a day or two, maybe. Not even a day or two. Just give me a little time. If you got any questions or if you have any topics that you want me to talk about, you can always hit me up at worldwide. So WORLD wide WIDE peace PEACE the number 1 the number 8 at gmail.com. So that's worldwide peace 18 at gmail.com. Hit me up there for any topics you want me to talk about, or any comments or questions or anything like that. And we'll go from there. All right. Thank you guys again for listening. And I hope you guys have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good evening, and a good night as well.